Vernon and Monticello are well-known presidential homes. Alongside those well-known names is another home and plantation, not in Virginia, but instead in the Volunteer State. The story is next on the American Countryside. The first home in which President Andrew Jackson lived was thought to be just a log cabin, a notion that has played into the rough-and-tumble storyline of his life. However, as Robbie Jones says, those characterizations are not entirely true.
We now know that the house he lived in was very nice. It had French wallpaper on the inside. We know from the receipts of the things that they purchased that they had excellent furniture, fine furniture, china, silverware, carpets, and draperies.
Even though that home was very comfortable, there came a time when Jackson needed to move into a mansion more elegant if he wanted to climb the political ladder.
Once he returned from the Battle of New Orleans in 1815, people were already talking about his presidential campaign. People were already talking about, well, you could win Kentucky if you were campaigning this year. Eventually, around 1819, his financial situation got to the point where he could afford to build a more appropriate house. He built a two-story brick farmhouse for, at the time, in Nashville area was very nice.
That is the home that visitors come and see today. Jones is an historian here. Jackson was gone from the home for a majority of the year, but he corresponded much with his wife, Rachel, who helped oversee the plantation's operation. When she died, just before Jackson won the presidency, he made sure that she was still close by.
He situated her grave in the garden, which is accessed from his library from that side of the building, so he could actually walk outside the library and be inside the garden and to her gravesite, you know, just in a few steps. He went ahead and designed it with the intent that that would be where he was buried as well, right next to her.
Traveling the countryside in Nashville, Tennessee, I'm Andrew McCrae.